The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now we're going to talk about the city in Ireland with the highest rent. And it's not Dublin. It is, in fact, Galway. Galway is ranked as the sixth most expensive city for rent in Europe. That's as a proportion of wages. Last month, the average rent for an apartment in Galway City was €2,100. We're joined by Shane Ford, Fine Gael councillor for Galway City East. Shane, are you shocked by this? Hello, Shane, are you there? Sorry, yeah, Shane, we just lost you at the start. Let me ask the question again. Are you surprised by these figures?
Look, I think the survey is not saying Galway has the sixth highest rent in Europe. It's kind of saying that when you take into consideration what people earn, they are paying a large portion.
I did say that as a proportion of relative to wages. Yeah,
it's a bit like the reality is it's about affordability. Do you know? And like if you look at what the survey did say, like. What they said, €2,100 a month for rent for one bed, that's someone on a salary of €2,700. It also probably says that you're better off living in Cork if you took this, what they're saying on that article that I read, you know. And I don't think it's kind of correct and fair. And I was just going through some numbers today. So there's lots of properties at the moment are renting Galway. That's number one that we need to put out there, right?
Yeah.
So as of today, there's about 107 units for rent. Prior to the 1st of March, this was between maybe 30 and 40 units. Now, on average, they're averaging between 2,000 to about 3,500 euros being the upper limit. But the 3,500 euros is in prime areas like the Salt Hill, close to Prom, close to the amenity. You know, that's that part of it. But like, we now have three times more rental properties than we had since the 1st of March.
Is that because, why is that, sorry?
Well, the changes to the rent that the government brought in at the time, you know, so a lot of landlords, what they wanted to do was wait until March the 1st. Then they made the decision to put the property at a price. Galway now is in a rent pressure zone, so you can only put up the price by 2%. It gives the tenant in that home the chance to stay in that home for 6 years, which rarely happens in that case, you know. But like, I also believe that it's down to we don't have enough units in Galway. Like, we simply don't. Like, we've been stagnant for the longest time. And on Friday last, at a council meeting that we had, a special plenary meeting, we decided to make very brave decisions where we rezoned 89 hectares of land within around the city boundaries, which has the potential to deliver nearly 5,000 homes. And now we need to get on with it and get those homes built. Because the reality is, like, Galway is a massive city. Two massive third-level colleges, four hospitals, two private, two public. I work in one of the private hospitals. You know, so, like, I can appreciate that the rents are high in some units, but we also need to address the fact that this city is a scourge with Airbnb.
Is the Airbnb still is that still a major issue? Because obviously the new regulations have been drawn up by the government.
Well, they're drawn up, but they're kicking them down the can to bring them in. And like, if you came to Galway, I could bring you down streets where there are Airbnbs. And only last Friday, where I was heading back towards Salt Hill, and I was going down one part of the city, and I noticed this couple. Now, I knew they were tourists the way they were going around. And they were heading into this house, and you could see the keypad on the door. So they were obviously taking out the key out, and he had a box. And I always knew that home has been a family home, and it's now an Airbnb. And this city has multiple units of Airbnb. And if we did proper legislation and did a right, we'll say.
Well, there is legislation, though. There is legislation brought in by the government that Fine Gael, your party, is a part of. There is legislation on Airbnb.
And they haven't just fully signed off yet. They want to do a register of the interest. So, and there's planning issues for some of those B&Bs. And a lot of those B&Bs, Shane, they would have been on the rental market before. They're not on the rental market now.
Okay, all right.
You know, they're not on the rental market for students and workers. They're on the rental market for tourists.
Can this be addressed? You talk about a shortage of accommodation. Is it possible to address that?
Yeah, it is, definitely. In fairness to the like City Council, now the one that I'm on for the last 2 years, like, I think when we made the decision last week to rezone 89 hectares, you know, and it has the possibility of delivering 5,000 units. You know, also Ardon, which is on the outskirts of the city, that's going to probably deliver another maybe 1,500 units if we do a right plan for it. And it's simply down to the fact that we just don't have enough units. We didn't build at the right time. We've had 10 years of not developing enough homes. We've paid the price for it without a doubt, and people who are renting and paying high prices have paid the price for that. But I definitely think by the end of the year, it will have come back to some sort of levels that are affordable to certain people. And I spoke to an auctioneer today within Galway City, and he told me that he believes that, look, a landlord previously to March the 1st would have kind of had an idea of what they were getting. Then they put in the price of maybe €2,500 for a unit. Now, that's not achievable to get that price. So they're bringing the prices back down maybe again to maybe €2,200, €2,100, €2,000 in some aspects. And like to think that like by March the 1st, we'd only 30 or 40 units available. And now today, the 9th of June, we have 107 units.
Okay. All right. Some progress. Shane Ford, Fine Gael councillor for Galway City East. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.